We're joined now by Bridget Foliaki-Davis, who's from the South Side, but has been living in Australia. And I'd like to acknowledge Natasha Hill, too, did a lovely piece on Te Ao Māori News, on Whakata Māori, regarding Bridget's kaupapa, where she teaches healthy cooking. She is a chef and author, and has cooked on many high-profile shows, including Oprah, and has served as a head chef for the renowned Aussie chef Bill Granger. But Bridget runs an online platform and health program that uses a Te Ao Māori approach, and it's great to have a kōrero with her, Bridget Foliaki-Davis, Ngā Pui and Ngāti Manu. Kia ora, te tuene, tēnā koe, Bridget, ko dai o tēnei.
Morena, morena, how are you?
I'm good, you're up bright and early over there. Where do you live, Bridget?
I live in Sydney, been here for about 20 years, but I'm an early riser.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Well, early bird gets the worm. How do you cook worms? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know, but I used to eat them when I was a kid.
I'm sure we all did. Hey, Bridget, there's a lovely reference to you, and I think you described yourself as like a fat chef, maybe even something of that nature, but you're not anymore. Heaps of our listeners got a bit around the middle, so you did something about it, eh?
Yeah, I did. Look, I wasn't just overweight. You know, I was also, you know, had a fatty liver, I was pre-diabetic, and I was miserable, I was depressed. And so I just thought to myself, you know what, enough's enough. You're a cook, you know how to make food delicious. Why can't you make healthy food delicious? Because I always thought, you know, even though I've been cooking for over 35 years, as a professional chef, I always thought that diet food was boring and tasted like cardboard. And I was like, oh, get over yourself, girl. Go out and do it. And so I did. I literally started to cook food that was delicious, that just happened to be really good for my body. And, yeah, I got healthy, lost heaps of weight. It's been awesome.
Yeah, good on you. And it is heaps of weight because it was 35 kg. And and life's rocking and rolling now. Well, good on you. And it wasn't just alfalfa sprouts, eh?
Heck no, I can't stand alfalfa sprouts.
Yeah, well, that's too
honest.
No,
look, I eat real food, and I don't feel like I'm missing out because, you know, I look at it from a scientific lens, like a food science lens. Like, it's just about a matter of knowing how to make, you know, certain ingredients really delicious, and it's not that hard once you get into it.
And that's been the sort of platform for Bridget's Healthy Kitchen, which is an online platform. And you're described as a celebrity chef.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know about celebrity.
Yes, you're talking on Māori media. You're a celebrity chef, all right.
More adventurous. I'm an adventurous chef. And, you know, I put all that knowledge of all those years spent, you know, toiling away behind the stoves, I put that knowledge into the health space because I'm also a nutritionist now. I went out and got myself qualified. And because I'm a nutritionist and a chef, you know, I apply those two hats and have created a kaupapa online that is also, you know, really in line with who I am, which is I'm Māori. And I can never get away from that, not that I ever want to. So I put that lens on how I communicate with the community as well.
We're broadcasting in Māori to our predominantly Māori listeners, but you're pretty comfortable in these surrounds. Well, is it your tāne from Otara, you're from Māngere, or the other way around?
Oh, no, other way around, and I have to get this right. He's from Māngere, and yes, I'm from Otara, and you can imagine the conflict.
Oh, absolute conflict.
He reckons he came to Otara and plucked the rose.
Well, to be honest, you could go to Otara now and you'd be hard-pressed to find a store selling alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I still love to go to the Otara flea market because, you know, the beautiful green vegetables that you get in that very first line of the Otara flea market, I love it. I love going to the Māngere flea market. Every time we're home, you know, those are the places that we shop. In fact, you've got one of the best veggie shops right at the end of Idlewild. The strawberry farm, right?
Oh, yes, the
vegetables there are stunning. Stunning.
You're too onto it. You're quite right there. I'm not yeah. But the veggies are big at the strawberry farm. I wonder, in fact, I doubt that they're organic.
I'm not sure about that, but I do but I do know that every time I go there, I'm very impressed by not just the prices, they're quite reasonable, but just how fabulous everything's looking over there. So that's always a shop. That's always a stop. I always go there.
You're wonderfully upbeat at 5:45 in the morning in Sydney.
Always, it's the energy. It's the good kai.
Yeah,
it's
true enough.
Good energy.
You know, a lot of chefs and a lot of people work in kitchens. They have other struggles too because they work out of sync with the rest of us. You know, when you're at work, we're at play. When you're at play, we're at work. So, how do you juggle that? Your mental health.
It is one of the toughest struggles. In fact, that's why you find that there are a lot of cooks and chefs and people who work in the industry that struggle with substance abuse. Like, you know, we drink a bit of booze and do other naughty stuff because there's almost like there's a disconnect when it comes, especially to whānau. And it's one of the reasons why I got out of commercial kitchens because I was missing my family. I was watching them grow up from a distance,
yes.
My kids. So now, you know, I work from home, which is amazing. I write cookbooks. I've created this amazing platform, online program, and I get to communicate with people all over the world. It's a pretty fabulous life, but you've got to be able to, you know, to be able to step back at some point because the body gets old too. The body can only do it for so long, and then it goes, nah, that's enough of that.
There are heaps of neat programs. And to be honest, I'm a bit of a sucker for chef programs. I like them. And I used to really like Lydia, the Italian lady that came through every now and then. But anyway, there's heaps of them. In fact, our screens are peppered with cooking shows, My Kitchen Rules, and the like. What are you making of that, the interest globally? For cooking shows, how many people might you be interacting with Bridget's Kitchen?
Yeah, well, it's pretty incredible. Like I'm pretty fortunate that you know I don't mind being in front of the camera. So we do a lot of live cooking classes just from my kitchen at home, and we stream it online. And you know, it's been from when I first started as a chef, there was hardly any visibility. In terms of, you know, like I remember Julia Childs, Yan Can Cook, oh, Hudson and Hall. Oh, I love those guys from back in the 70s and the 80s. But now everywhere you look, you know, there's a cooking show, there's someone wanting to teach or share. I mean, just go on TikTok, right? Everyone's got little mini cooking shows on TikTok. What I wish is that people start doing more things that are good for our bodies. So that message really starts to get pushed that we can eat delicious food that just happens to be healthy at the same time.
You're the author of 6 globally recognised cookbooks, and we've had some great Māori chefs. You'd know them all too, no doubt. How does Te Māori feature in your approach?
So when we look at the community, and it's really a community-based approach, you know, my husband's Tongan, I'm obviously Māori, and so for us, we wanted to make sure that we put a Polynesian lens onto how we especially interact with our community. Because, you know, one of the things I miss about being here in Australia is my access to marae, my access to my hapu and my iwi. You know, I really miss that. And for my husband growing up Tongan and Mangere, he had a really strong church community as well as his Tongan community. So we bring that lens to the way that we interact with people. And we've got people from all over the world. We've got a global audience. And, you know, and it's about, you know, sharing, supporting, giving without any sense of wanting something in return, which is the essence of who we are as people, is that we look after the wider community. You know, a rising tide raises all boats is what we like to tell everybody. You know, we're all here to support each other.
You've got a lovely way about you, and it comes through. Nothing comes through radio faster than bullshit and hype. And so, you know, I can sort of detect a warmth in your approach, which no doubt is mirrored in your online work.
Yeah.
How many people are you connecting with Bridget's Kitchen? Bridget's Healthy Kitchen.
Well, across all our platforms, I mean, you know, we're on all of them, you know, the YouTubes and the TikToks and the Instagrams, and obviously Facebook is one of our biggest platforms where we can really connect with people quite intimately on Facebook as well. And so across our platforms, we've got some 350,000, something along those lines. So it's a pretty busy online life, I have to say. It's pretty busy.
Ka pai. So this is your main mahi now. You're not doing restaurant work anymore, or you are?
No, this is me full-time now, 7 days a week. up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, supporting and looking after the community, because it's running a program. You know, we have to be accountable to our community as well. You know, it's not like I'm just creating recipes and then you're on your own. It's, you know, we've got to nurture people through this journey, because it is a journey when you want to lose weight, when you want to get healthy, when you want to reverse health conditions that you might have, you know. And it's not a 100-meter sprint. It's you know, it's life. It's a marathon. So we want to be there, you know, right along every step of their journey to help and support them.
Tēnā koe. Have you got a skinny Tongantane?
Oh, yeah. But muscly. Hang on, I've got to put that part in. He's listening, so I better put in the muscle. Oh, my darling is... Yes, he... Like, I started first. I was like, you know what? I've had enough of this being blinking fat and being sad and being depressed and not wearing the clothes I want to wear. And so I started first. And he was kind of, you know, just quietly watching, you know, what's this girl up to now? You know, what's she doing here? And because the weight was falling off and I was just getting happier and more energy and all that sort of stuff, he's like, whatever it is you're doing, I want to do that too.
I want some of that.
Oh, yeah, well. And within a month, he lost 15 kilos in 1 month. And I was like, ugh, man. Hey, what do you mean 1 month? Yeah, he lost 15 kilos and he's kept it off. He's a skinny Tongan man.
Good on you. Good on you, Mr. Foliaki. Way to go, brother. Gee, it's lovely meeting you. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Bridget.
Dale.
Hey, guys, if you'd like to know more, Bridget's Healthy Kitchen or Bridget Foliaki Davis, if you dial up, you'll find your way through to Bridget's Facebook page. You might want to be part of her crew. And it's been neat having a yarn with you. Thanks very much for sharing some time, albeit at 5:45 on a Sydney morning. Have a great day today. Thanks, Bridget. It's great talking with you. Nice meeting you. Thank you, sister.